Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
How you doing? Yesterday's show was fun, wasn't it? Got a big kick out of that. Got a lot of great email regarding yesterday's program. Lots of fun. The screaming girl sounds. It was Googled. Yeah, I kind of joshed around with you a little bit yesterday and said it was, it teased a little bit that the screaming girl in the video, the snowflake, the melting snowflake who screamed at the sight of the officer's gun, was just a Google sound effect. It was a great one nonetheless. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the program yesterday, and I know you did too. Thanks for all the emails. I appreciate it. If you want to jump in and email me at any time, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Stand Your Ground is a license to kill. Repeal it. Is a op-ed in the Miami Herald yesterday. Oh, boy. It is amazing to me that the Miami Herald doesn't fact-check anything, but we will do it for them. Stand Your Ground is a license to kill. What state pioneered Stand Your Ground? Florida. You know, we watch Florida a lot. What happens in the state of Florida from a pro-gun standpoint. Now, Florida, you're waning a little bit here. A lot of states have rolled right past you, including the state that I reside in, and that's sad to see. There are specific reasons for it. But nonetheless, when something pro-gun comes out of the state of Florida, we watch it because it has a tendency to move across the nation. Hence the concealed carry permits, the CCW structure around the country is due in no small measure, but as a direct result of Florida's landmark 1987 legislation creating the Florida concealed carry permit, which is now would become the model for states across the country. And, of course, all 50 states have some sort of concealed carry process in place. Yes, I know. Jersey, forget it. Controlled by who? Democrats, that's right. New York, lots of New Yorkers have permits. I know lots of people. The city, forget it. Controlled by who? The Democrats. Hawaii, not going to get a permit. Controlled by who? Democrats. California, you know? What do I got to take? Controlled by who? Controlled by Democrats. Illinois, drag you kicking and screaming through court to get you to recognize the Second Amendment. Controlled for many years. By who? Democrats. You get what you vote for, folks. And those of you that live in states that are controlled by Democrats, you have problems for the most part. The rest of America is passing you by. But I'll digress for now. So the point being that even though those states have concealed carry models in them, it's nearly impossible to get one. But it does exist, and there are people in the states who do get them. We're working on that. We'll fix those states. It's going to take some time. Stand Your Ground. Miami Herald, Stand Your Ground is a license to kill. Repeal it. So I'll go through this with you here. In 2005, Florida Stand Your Ground law was created to give average community members a way to protect themselves if they thought their lives were in danger, shielding them from legal repercussions. That's line one of the op-ed. Line two. In 2012, it was used as a dubious defense by George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer who shot and killed Trayvon Martin. The op-ed writer goes on to talk about how a year earlier, George Zimmerman called in to report a suspicious person in the neighborhood and then disregarded orders to remain in his vehicle. That's false. He was already out of his vehicle when he called, and he was walking back to his vehicle when he was attacked by Trayvon Martin. But why let the facts get in the way? The facts that the jury saw that had him acquitted under Florida law, but why let that matter? What difference does that make? But he says that not exactly the self-protection envisioned when Stand Your Ground was enacted. Then it goes on to him and Haw and talk about how February 5th should have been Martin's 23rd birthday, but 3 weeks later his loved ones instead will be marking the 6th anniversary of his senseless and unwarranted death. Goes on to talk about how Stand Your Ground laws have become common around the country and, quote unquote, consistently used to give an easy out for people who have made a snap judgment to shoot another person because of the unfathomable notion that black is dangerous. You know, 2017, 2018, excuse me, in America, and we have to read this. 2018, and we read this. When Zimmerman won acquittal by clinging to stand your ground, you know where I'm going with this yet? Get your thinking caps on here. I can hear you. I can hear you. I'll go there in just a second. It seems, according to the op-ed writer, who I will tell you who it is momentarily, to the op-ed writer, it seems, quoting, stand your ground means one thing when the shooter is white and another thing entirely when the shooter is black. 2018 America. Remnants of the Obama era. The politics of race at play. The racially skewed law. Racially skewed law. Stand your ground. Stand your ground has nothing to do with race. It simply says you have a right to use deadly force to defend your life wherever you happen to have, or wherever you happen to be, as long as you're there lawfully. It doesn't say anything about color. Nothing. But according to the op-ed writer, it's racially skewed. And even more so, it says, in the wake of Martin's horrific death. Mind you, George Zimmerman was acquitted of all charges. He was found by a jury not guilty because he was found not to have violated Florida law. Because he was found to have acted in self-defense because he was being beaten by Trayvon Martin, who was sitting atop him, pounding his head into the pavement. But why let that get in the way of an op-ed in the Miami Herald? And why the Miami Herald? I mean, you know, just let the guy say whatever he wants. Why not? He wrote it. We'll print it. Doesn't matter. Martin had his whole life ahead of him when Zimmerman ended an innocent teenager's life. Maybe Martin should have thought about that before he attacked George Zimmerman and was beating him to within an inch of his life. That's what the jury found. Not this radio host. That's what the jury found. Not me. That's what the jury found. Now, I'm not here to rehash the Zimmerman case. That's old news. Not guilty. What I am here to do is to critique this op-ed, and particularly the writer. Year after year, critics of Stand Your Ground have encouraged lawmakers to repeal the law, deeming it a low-risk license to kill that turns the definition of self-defense on its head to shoot first, think later. But it doesn't say that. It merely says you have a right to defend your life and use deadly force to do so anywhere you happen to have a lawful right to be. What's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with that? What's wrong with that? There's a lot wrong with that to the writer of this piece. Because, you see, the writer of this piece represents the Martin family. He's an attorney. And the writer of this piece also got himself involved in the Michael Brown case. That's right. In St. Louis. Hands up, don't shoot. Lie. Hands up, don't shoot. Lie. Hands up, don't shoot. Lie. Trayvon Martin. The writer is Benjamin Crump. And as an attorney, a civil rights attorney, Benjamin Crump should know better. Because in line two of his op-ed that the Miami Herald apparently didn't fact check, he states in 2012 it was used as a dubious defense by George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer who shot and killed Trayvon Martin, referring to Florida's Stand Your Ground law. You see, unfortunately, Benjamin Crump is a race-baiting liar, a charlatan, and a fraud. Because, you see, Benjamin Crump knows that the Stand Your Ground law was never invoked in the George Zimmerman case. Not once. Back after this. All right, gun owners, do you want 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family? How about great free training and education? Well, this is your absolute last chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete firearms and family defense confidence. I've been talking about it for weeks, but all free copies end Friday. That's it. Last chance, so you have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for instant access to the USCCA's complete firearms and family defense guide and audiobook. It's easy, it's quick, it's completely free. Plus, you'll finally know what to do when talking to the police, how to detect attackers before they see you, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole lot more. But this is your last chance to get your copy. 164 pages, includes an audiobook that I recorded for you to listen in your car, and it's completely free. Plus, if you act now, you'll also get a bonus gun buying checklist. Go over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. Last call. Don't miss this essential free guide and audiobook. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. Last chance.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed it is. Stand your ground is a license to kill. I'll tell you what, it is. As long as you're trying to harm somebody and deprive them of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in a place they have a right to be, then you deserve whatever fate awaits you at the hands of that citizen who takes it upon himself or herself to defend himself or herself from your actions. You get what you deserve. You earn it. No sympathy for you. None. None. Try to bash somebody's head into the pavement, get shot and killed in the process. Well, boo-hoo for you. You shouldn't have tried to bash somebody's head in the pavement. You got what you deserved. Benjamin Crump is a race baiter and a liar. And he knows it. He knows he's lying in this piece. He knows it. Either that or he is so utterly stupid. But you see, well, he can't be stupid. He gets all over the news. This guy's been so discredited on virtually every talk show he gets on. He looks at the camera and just lies with impunity. Just does it. And most places don't call him out. It was not used as a defense by George Zimmerman or his attorney. Stand Your Ground was never once invoked in the case, period. It was a pure case of self-defense. Benjamin Crump knows it. But Benjamin Crump peddled the lie that Michael Brown had was on his knees, had his hands up, yelling, "Don't shoot." Benjamin Crump is a liar and a charlatan and a fraud. And the Miami Herald, as of the airing of this live program right now, has not printed a letter in response to this that I have seen. We're going to continue to watch it to see if they do. In fact, we're probably going to write one ourselves. Oh, boy, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But have faith. I want you to have faith. Because when you read the comments at the bottom, you hear, "Somebody call the fire department. Crump the chump's pants are on fire again. Stand Your Ground was not used in the Zimmerman defense. It was a clear case of self-defense." As far as Martin, good chance by this time he would be, one, dead by somebody else, two, in prison, or three, on trial on his way to prison. Stand Your Ground is a good law when used as it was intended, and that is absolutely true. And someone else follows up with, "Stand Your Ground was not used as a defense by Zimmerman. There has been ample time since to erase this from your playbook. That you have not constitutes journalistic malpractice." The vast majority of the comments on the page all echo that sentiment, what I'm telling you as well. So that begs the question. What does the Miami Herald, or what should happen to the Miami Herald, or what will? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They may not print a rebuttal to this. I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But you need to know that this crap is out there, and you need to know that the Miami Herald gives liars, frauds, and charlatans like Ben Crump a voice to peddle these blatant lies, misinformation at its worst. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. But not shocking, right? Incredible, but not shocking. You think about that. Because I'll tell you, as it goes, well, it's the Miami Herald. What do you expect? Why let the facts get in the way? I'm going back to Tombstone, Arizona in October. That's where I'm going to head. I've broadcasted Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from Tombstone, Arizona, from the Oriental Saloon. That's right. Mere feet away in the same location that Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo had their famous get-together in real life. That was movied up a little bit in the movie Tombstone. But the encounter between the two actually happened on that spot in what was then the Oriental Saloon. And I love going out to Tombstone, Arizona. I love the history of the place. A place built on the gun. Arizona's a place built on the gun, for crying out loud. But fascinating history in Tombstone. And there are plaques all over of where so-and-so was shot and killed right here. Curly Bill Brocious murdered Marshal Fred White on this spot, etc. Historical markers. Why do I tell you that? Well, because the Smithsonian Magazine yesterday is out peddling the typical leftist garbage of the Wild West being a bastion of gun control. A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about it. But the piece being peddled over there at Smithsonian.com is gun control is as old as the Old West. Contrary to the popular imagination, bearing arms on the frontier was a heavily regulated business. Dodge City, famously, the ERPs, right? Attempted to gun control Dodge City, failed miserably. Gun control was an utter failure in Dodge City. The ERPs went out to Tombstone, Arizona, tried to enact the town policy, right? No firearms in town. Virgil Earp in the movie famously saying, nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's saying you can't carry a gun. We're just saying you can't carry a gun in town. You know what the locals had to say about that, right? You, Virgil Earp. Right. Tell that to Curly Bill Brocious, who murdered Fred White with a six gun on the streets of Tombstone, not far from the Birdcage Theater. Walk into the Crystal Palace Saloon today and look at the original copper tin top roof and see all the bullet holes in the ceiling. Walk into the Birdcage Theater today in its original state. And as the guide points out to you, bullet holes in the stairwells and handrails and paintings and throughout the walls and the ceilings. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's saying you can't carry a gun. We're just saying you can't carry a gun in town. Okay. A miserable failure then, and a miserable failure now. And I want you to go read that piece. It's a great piece of history because they're quoting the leftist Adam Winkler over there in his book. You know, he's pushing this whole narrative that gun control was wild. What they don't tell you was that gun control was wildly, wildly unsuccessful in the Wild West. As it is today, see Chicago. 23 people shot over the weekend, 6 killed. Now, on a good note, those numbers are coming down, but we see how successful it is, right, in the 21st century, too. We'll be back right after this with the truth.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You, Mr. and Mrs. Gun Owner, I'm talking to you right now. I want you to have 100% confidence that you're ready to defend your family. Pay attention to what I'm telling you here, because I recorded a couple more spots. There are some changes coming up at armedandresponsible.com, and I don't want you to miss out on what's up there right now. But you can get free training and education from the USCCA, and this is your absolute chance to claim your free guide and audiobook to complete the complete firearms and family defense confidence that I've been telling you about, and that I did the audio for you, okay? I've been talking about it for weeks, but all free copies end on Friday. All free copies end on Friday. So that's it. Last chance. You have to hurry, okay? There you go. Just go to armedandresponsible.com for immediate access to the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide and the audiobook I did for you. It's easy, it's quick, it's painless, and it's completely 100% totally free. You'll finally know what to do when talking to the police, for example, or how to detect attackers before they see you, how to handle an active shooter, and a whole bunch more, including where to sit in restaurants, you know, a booth or table. You hear that every time you walk into a restaurant, would you like a booth or a table? Maybe you just ask, could I have a booth? You might rethink that after you hear this or read this, okay? But this is your last chance to get your free copy. It's 164 pages, includes the audiobook to listen in your car, and it's completely free. If you act now, you're also going to get the bonus gun buying checklist for free. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now before they're gone. Last call. Don't miss this essential free guide and the free audio book, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Also, USCCAonair.com, The Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing. Full swing right now. Could be a Springfield, could be a Glock, could be a Kimber, could be Kimbers, could be Glocks, could be Springfields, plural. Sometimes they give away more than one gun a day. So make sure to check it out. USCCAOnAir.com. It changes. The Gun A Day changes every day at midnight. So make sure to check it out. And don't forget to unleash the warfighter in you. Scott Jansen was on yesterday, CEO over at Warfighter Tobacco. And these guys love Armed American Radio, and we love them and everything these vets have done for our country. Let's support their business. All right? If you want to smoke a good cigar to celebrate something, maybe you want to give them out as a gift. Maybe it has nothing to do with cigars. Maybe you know a cigar smoker. Maybe you want to get some cutters. Maybe you want to get some ashtrays. Maybe you want to get some apparel. Maybe it has nothing to do with cigars at all. Maybe you like great coffee sold by good veterans, okay, by great veterans, as Trump would say, our great, great vets. WarfighterTobacco.com has it all. 10% off of everything using the promo code AAR. Everything but those sample packs, okay, because they're already very, very heavily discounted. Maybe you want a new Pelican case. You can use it for a humidor, or you can use it to carry your firearms in. The cases are the best of the best. Everything's available for you at warfightertobacco.com. The Benjamin Crump thing, wow. What a liar, charlatan, race baiter this guy is, huh? Wow, isn't that something? To sit there and blatantly tell the Miami Herald, you through the Miami Herald, about the Trayvon Martin case and Stand Your Ground, when Stand Your Ground was never even a part of the case, and Benjamin Crump knows it. He just thinks you're stupid. He thinks you're stupid. Flat out stupid. He thinks he can get away with his lies. He knows he's lying. That's what makes him an evil man. And I may have said, did I say Michael Martin earlier when I was talking about Trayvon Martin? It was Michael Brown case in St. Louis. If I did, I apologize. Hands up, don't shoot. You know, that whole lie. Really doesn't matter. But this guy's a charlatan. Then over to Tombstone, Arizona, because I love Tombstone. I go out there a lot. I've been out there, lost count how many times I've been there. Going again in October. I've signed my books on the corner of 5th and Allen, right in between the Crystal Palace Saloon on that dusty street, on 5th Street, right at the corner of that famous intersection there, 5th and Allen and Tombstone. I've signed books for people. That's the coolest thing in the world to me. That is not lost on me. Right there between the Crystal Palace and the old Oriental Saloon. Fascinating history there. And the left still peddling the gun control lie that somehow the Old West was successfully gun controlled. Couldn't be further from the truth. They tried, and they failed miserably. You can go see with your own eyes the miserable failure that gun control was in Tombstone. Back in the day, there are bullet holes in some of the most famous tourist places in Tombstone. I've got photographs of them. Go see for yourself. It's a very cool place. And by the way, the gunfight at the OK Corral wasn't fought at the OK Corral. See how they screw things up? It was fought in the alley behind Fly's photography shop near the OK Corral. But it wouldn't have sounded very cool, right? The gunfight in the alley by Fly's Photography, no. The gunfight at the OK Corral sounds cool, and that's exactly why it was termed the way it was termed, because it sounded better. Yeah, now you got to pay $20 and walk in and see a show to go see that incredible part of American folklore. It's very, very cool, very cool history there, the Old West history. But the fact of the matter is that gun control was an utter, complete, total failure, just as it is today. And A.W.R. Hawkins wrote about it. You should go read that, too, and read the Smithsonian piece. I'm going to put the Smithsonian piece up on Armed American Radio's Facebook page here because I want you to see that. Very, very fun stuff, as Trump would say. It's very, very great stuff to read. Oh, boy. New Jersey, I got to come back at you. Oh, man, you are under attack. You have a tyrant in the governor's office. You do. Oh, that's not fair to say, Mark. He's just a newly elected, He's democratically elected. He's a tyrant. He's a Democrat who hates your rights. He's coming after your freedoms. And he is actively involved in the resist Trump movement. He is a tyrant. These people cannot stand the fact that Donald Trump is president. And I'm going to turn here and go down another road with you because it would be so easy to go in that direction. New Jersey gun rights group sues government, attacks carry law. This is some great news for New Jersey. It really, truly is. Unfortunately, you're not going to get anything done legislatively in the near future in New Jersey. Isn't going to happen. Sorry, Jersey residents. Not going to happen. And California, you got great Republican running for sheriff in L.A. Does he stand a chance? I don't know. I certainly hope so. You got good Republicans running against Newsom. But we all know what's going to happen. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, don't shoot the messenger here. California's so far left, you don't stand a chance. Does that mean you don't get out and fight? No. And I'm going to get letters about that. I know I am. I know the truth hurts. It stings. It really does. Whoopsh. Ow. Holy crap. Quit hitting me with that truth, man. God, put it away. Jeez, it hurts. I'm sorry. And believe me, as much as I would like to think that this microphone and this voice here in this Daily Defense studio and the MonsterCast studio could make a difference by not saying that, that it would somehow sway the vote in California, I would love, I mean, I wish my head would swell that big. It's just not. It's just not. Do you have to get out and vote? You're damn right you have to get out and vote. And you have to vote, try and attempt to vote these tyrants out of office. That's how you make your voice heard. Then and only then can it happen. But boy, it's such a tough road. And California, I'm sorry, I know I'm going to get letters on that, but I'm not going to try to mislead anybody here. When we come back, I want to go into this Jersey gun rights group sues the government because good stuff is happening in New Jersey relative to a case like this. There is a chance here. I'll tell you about it when we come back from this break. The segments are just flying by right now today. I do apologize. Time is whipping right along. I'm just having too much fun. When we come back, I'll take you back over to Armed and Responsible one more time and remind you, Armed and Responsible, Armed and Responsible, armedandresponsible.com. Then we'll cover Jersey and a couple other issues before we call it a day. See you in just a second.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, free training and education. I told you I was going to take you back here again. Time is running out here, and I really want you to have this thing, okay? It's free. I'm a huge fan of free stuff, and I've been talking about it for weeks, but it's about to end on Friday. That's the armedandresponsible.com to get instant access to the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide, please. The audiobook I did for you, the 164 pages. This thing is a monster. The best of the best. It really, truly is. It's also easy, quick, it's painless, it's completely free, and it's your last chance to get your copy. 164 pages, including the audiobook, listen in your car, free. Armedandresponsible.com right now before it's gone. It will be gone on Friday. Now, I know what's coming up, and it's fun, too, but I really want you to have this. I know because I recorded the spot that's going to be added, so I was given that today to do. So it's really important that you get over and take advantage of this thing, okay? Get your hands on that bonus gun buying checklist also for free. Last call here, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Also, warfightertobacco.com. Support the guys that support the show, please. You're hearing their spots running in front of the podcast. If you're a podcast listener, you can't listen to the show live or it's not airing in a city near you. You're picking up the podcast. Hundreds of thousands of you are. Support these guys. All right, these vets have supported us, man, and now they're supporting this. They're literally putting their money behind this program to help us, and we want to help them. And they've got great products. They're giving 10% off apparel, coffee, cigars, accessories, all kinds of fun stuff over there at warfightertobacco.com and the free gun stuff, usccaonair.com. Check out the free gun, the gun giveaways. I guess giveaway guns are free, right? So make sure you check that out. Head over there and do the same. All right, New Jersey, gun rights. Oh, real quick. I've already gotten a couple emails about, man, please don't discourage people against voting in California. I'm not. I'm encouraging you to vote. All right, but there's a couple misnomers. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything on this program for you. I will never do it to you. Let me give you another. Here's a fact for you. You can't be anything you want in this country. I know you're told you can. You can be anything you want in America. No, you can't. If you suck at math, you're not going to be a good accountant. Understand? You got to find what you're good at. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, if you want to be an accountant, you can be an accountant. You can't be an accountant if you suck at math. Got it? Find what you're good at. California, you got problems. It ain't looking good for you out there. I'm sorry. Not saying it's not fixable. It is fixable, and we're working behind the scenes. Believe me, we're working behind the scenes. There are lawsuits prepped. You've got organizations being run by the best of the best, Gene Hoffman in CalGuns and many others in California. If Gavin, that's what we, maybe we'll start calling him that, Newsom. This guy is more than likely, barring some freak episode of something, more than likely going to be your next governor. And he is far left of Jerry Brown. He is a tyrant. He is running as a tyrant, actively running about violating federal law, defying your president. This is a major problem out there. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm sorry. Back to Jersey. Gun rights group is suing the state for attacking even further the carry law under the new Democrat tyrant, Murphy. Just because you leave your home doesn't mean that your constitutional rights go out the door too. That's what New Jersey's oldest gun rights group argued on Monday as its members announced a new federal lawsuit to overturn New Jersey's firearm carry law on the ground that it violates the Second Amendment. We're talking about the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. Scott Bach. I've had Scott on the program before. Does this lawsuit stand a chance? Yeah, it actually does stand a chance. You see, let me quote the New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Association or Pistol Club. Under New Jersey law, a permit to carry a handgun may be issued only to those citizens who show that they face a unique need for self-defense, such as specific documented death threats or actual attacks. Ordinary citizens are barred from carrying a handgun outside the home for self-defense under threat of up to 10 years in prison. You see, but the Supreme Court weighed in Heller. And that seems to be lost on Democrat socialist tyrants who don't care and who will run campaigns in open defiance of the law. These are not patriotic people. These are America-hating chumps. And when they attack your gun rights, they are attacking the United States Constitution. The very thing that they took an oath to defend, the laws. And they are in violation of their oath of office. Now, that's a topic for much longer discussion than we have in this segment here today. But suffice to say, this does stand a chance. Because legislatively, and here again, it's in the same veins of California, the problems that you have in California. Legislatively, Jersey, you don't stand a chance right now. You don't. Some big changes have to happen in New Jersey before any pro-gun legislation moves through your state government to a governor's desk who isn't going to sign it now anyway. That's just a fact. Again, if you suck at math, you're not going to be a good accountant. You follow me? You might not want to hear that, but it's true. Especially if you suck at math and want to be an accountant. But federal courts throughout New Jersey have upheld Jersey's restrictions in the past. This suit, however, is asking the court to take another look, quoting, at the issue based on a recent federal decision striking down the District of Columbia's similar law as unconstitutional. That would be the Wren v. D.C. case. Do you see? Do you see why these are so important? Do you also see why you need to join the Second Amendment Foundation? That was their case. Here's why, because New Jersey was one of those states where the Attorney General begged Washington, D.C. not to appeal that for SCOTUS, for cert at SCOTUS. For those of you who don't know what that means, they didn't want the case to be heard by the Supreme Court. They didn't want the loss appealed to the Supreme Court because they knew they were going to lose. That's why this case is so important. Because their laws are built on a house of cards. Pull one out, the whole thing crumbles. This could be the case. What is the case that's going to get that process started in New Jersey? You see, California, here's your saving grace. New Jersey, your saving grace. The rest of you that live under tyrannical Democrat rule, from those who hate your gun rights, New York, Cuomo, Daniel P. Malloy in Connecticut, what a joke he is, and the rest of them. We're one good court case away from fixing this problem. And it starts with the passage of national reciprocity. That's what starts it. If national reciprocity moves out of the Senate and is signed by Trump, and he will sign it, he ran on it. Of course he's going to sign it. We know he'll sign it. California's laws, poof, here comes that card. Jersey, poof, here comes that card. You see, because New Jersey, you can get your Florida permit and carry in your home state because your home state is run by tyrants who won't give you a permit. So we want to follow this case very, very carefully here. Very, very carefully, and we're going to. According to the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, that's a liberal outfit, New Jersey has some of the strongest gun laws in the nation. And what just happened last month? Your new tyrant, socialist Phil Murphy, rescinded a rule adopted during the Christie administration, didn't he? That attempted, according to them, to weaken New Jersey's stringent standards of what was considered a justifiable need to carry a handgun. Here's the problem. Criminals still carry their guns. They don't care about New Jersey's strict gun laws. Until we meet again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.